Donald Trump's Pentagon pick.
We are going to appoint Mad Dog Mattis.
Campaign rancor revisited.
You called him a sexist, a racist, a misogynist, xenophobic daily.
Cruise line hit with big fine.
The deliberate pollution of our seas.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A man who's known by the nickname Mad Dog has been picked by Donald Trump to run the Pentagon. Retired Marine Corps General James Mattis.
They say he's the closest thing to General George Patton that we have, and it's about time. It's about time.
Mr. Trump broke the news at a victory rally last night in Cincinnati. CBS News military analyst Jeff McCausland says the nominee for defense secretary has also been called a general's general.
Jim Mattis would never be called a shrinking violet or a yes man. So he's going to make sure that his views are raised to the highest level.
Mattis has been retired less than 4 years. 7 years is required by law for defense secretary. Congress is expected to waive the provision. Mr. Trump also brought an economic message to Ohio last night.
We're going to fight for every last American job. It's time to remove the rust from the Rust Belt.
CBS's Major Garrett.
It was a victory lap. Trump triumphalism was fully on display, and the crowd loved it. The crowd ate it up because, as the president-elect said over and over, this is your victory as much as anyone else's.
Mr. Trump says he'll announce his Supreme Court pick pretty soon. He tells Fox News he's narrowed a list he put out during the campaign.
I'm down to probably three or four.
Are they from your list?
Yeah. They are terrific people, highly respected. Brilliant people.
The high court's been operating with 8 justices since the death of Antonin Scalia. Senate Republicans refused to hold hearings on President Obama's pick, Merrick Garland. Bitter feelings left over from the presidential campaign have yet to heal. That was very clear last night at a forum at Harvard University that included Trump campaign manager Kellyanne Conway and Clinton communications chief Jennifer Palmieri.
I would rather lose than win the way you guys did.
Do you think I ran a campaign where white supremacists had a platform? You going to look me in the face and tell me that?
It did. Kellyanne
really?
Did.
Do you think you could have just had a decent message for the white working class voters? Guys, I can tell you're angry, but wow. I mean, hashtag he's your president.
The election board in Michigan will consider the Trump team's effort to block a bid for a hand recount of the presidential vote in that state. Mr. Trump edged Hillary Clinton by less than 11,000 votes. In Wisconsin,
Trump, Clinton.
A recount is going on, but officials don't expect any change in the outcome. Mr. Trump won there by less than a percentage point. Some residents and business people in Gatlinburg, Tennessee will get their first look at what's left after the devastating wildfire today. It's now blamed for at least 11 deaths and the loss of hundreds of homes. This school nurse is concerned about a woman and her 2 daughters who are among the missing.
We are truly a family, and this is hurting all of us. You know, our teachers, our principal, our assistant principal, and us.
And tourist spots that were spared by the flames, including Dollywood, are starting to reopen. It was an engineer on a cruise ship who blew the whistle on a cost-saving measure that polluted waterways. CBS's Bill Whitney on the fallout.
Princess Cruise Lines has agreed to plead guilty and pay a $40 million fine for dumping more than 4,000 gallons of oily waste off the coast of England.
Princess employees, including engineers, used a variety of unorthodox techniques to avoid the detection of their criminal conduct.
Wilfredo Ferrer, the U.S. attorney in Miami, says the crew of the Caribbean Princess used a bypass system they call the magic pipe to discharge the waste generated by shop machinery.
On Twitter, Buzz Aldrin says he's glad he made it to the South Pole and he's thankful for all the good wishes. The second man to walk on the moon was medically evacuated when fluid filled his lungs. Aldrin is 86. He's being treated now at a hospital in New Zealand. The government says 178,000 jobs were created last month, and the unemployment rate ticked down to 4.6%. What will be the hot jobs in 2017? CBS's Mike Sugarman joins us with more.
Are you good with your hands? Don't mind the sight of blood? You like to make deals? Well, your future could be bright. The firm Career Builders is out with a report that says hiring will be brisk next year in the business and financial industries. If you can sell, it's a plus. Healthcare, ICU nurses at a premium, skilled trades, electricians, plumbers, heating and air conditioning technicians, and of course, information technology, especially front-end developers. The pay for all these hot jobs, Steve, $20 an hour or more.
The Obama administration now supports requiring women to register for the military draft. It's been under consideration since last December. when the Pentagon opened all jobs, including combat posts, to women. A year ago today, a party at a county office building in San Bernardino, California, came under siege.
All of a sudden, boom. It was like right here.
Boom, 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 boom,
boom. And they said they're on the loose.
The ISIS-inspired attack by a worker there and his wife left 14 people dead, 22 wounded. Today, there are several ceremonies in that area to mark the tragedy. New Orleans police say a 54-year-old man will face charges for the shooting death of former NFL player Joe McKnight. The 28-year-old running back was shot and killed during a road rage argument at an intersection. This man saw it unfold.
Him and Joe McKnight met up, and that's when he started arguing from an argument. You heard gunfire. You heard three shots.
The suspect, Ronald Gasser, stayed at the scene and handed his gun over to police when they arrived. The Ace Hardware chain is denying reports that it's refusing to sell camping supplies to oil pipeline protesters in North Dakota. They've been told by the governor to take down their encampment. Well, some senior citizens you may be familiar with are singing the blues these days. Here's CBS's Larry Miller.
Blue and Lonesome, the Rolling Stones' first studio album in 11 years, was recorded live without overdubs in just 3 days. The 12 tracks include songs by Memphis Slim and other blues legends. Frontman Mick Jagger says it's good, but not perfect.
I've never met anyone that thinks that they've got it really right. It's not tremendously thought out.
Blue and Lonesome is just another milestone on the Rolling Stones' 54-year journey.
To want to be doing it for as long as we've done it for us, you've got to be a bit crazy.
Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
A famed California tourist spot is showing its age.
It's a prime attraction, drawing more than 10 million tourists each year.
Hooray for Hollywood.
The Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Ballyhooly Hollywood.
2,500 stars that trace the history of motion pictures, television, and entertainment in general through the people who made it all happen. But according to the Hollywood Reporter, it may be best described these days as the Walk of Shame. Up to a fifth of the stars in a state of disrepair due to a combination of neglect and money issues. Hard to believe when the Walk generates an estimated $1 million in annual revenue for the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce. Jim Shenavy, CBS News.
Well, he might not be destined for the Walk of Fame, but Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz has been hailed for turning a few coffee shops into a chain that's now a household name. Schultz says he's stepping down early next year. His number two man, Kevin Johnson, will take over. And that's the World News Roundup for Friday. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kaif, CBS News.